of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, someday, soon.
Okay, may we have the roll call, please?
Good evening, Commissioners. Take the roll call. Chair Hartwig?
Present.
Vice Chair Hurd?
Present.
Commissioner Castillo?
Present.
Commissioner Main?
Present.
Commissioner Montgomery?
Present.
Commissioner Pitts?
Present.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion for approval of last month's minutes?
I'll approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Carries. All the unfinished business. There is none. Modifications to the agenda. Okay, I have one. I'd like to move public comment up to right now because we have John Bailey here who has some things from the mayor's office. So so John Bailey, please, good evening.
Good evening. My name is John Bailey. I am the Executive Director of the City of Oakland's Workforce Investment Board, and I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you this evening. This is not my official report on the Mayor's Summer Job Program, but I wanted to take the opportunity to present to you kind of a pictorial of the Mayor's Summer Job Program. As you'll notice, Eric's handing them out. The mayor took the opportunity to sign the book, and it's addressed personally to each of you for a personal thank you for the support for this year's Mayor's Summer Job Program. Bless you. The value of staff, I'd like to be able to stand before you and tell you that I'm going to take credit for this. I had this all planned from the very beginning, and this is what I envisioned to be able to do, to present to you, and it's not the case. We were fortunate to have a young man, a college student who was a summer intern, who was with us for the second year. And one day, passing in the hallway, he said, "Do you mind while I'm doing this, if I have the time, if I take some pictures?" And I said, "Sure, great. Go ahead and do what you're going to do." And that was the last that I heard about it until I got a purchase order that said, "Would you mind paying for something that we're putting together?" And I said, "Let's make sure it's under the proper contracting limits so that I can sign off. What's this going to look like?" And they said, "You know, you'll like it." And I said, "Okay." And so right before he headed back to school, he presented to Brendolyn Goodall, who was managing our program, this booklet. And was just, I was a little overwhelmed. And to tell you, very, very pleased with what he did. It was his initiative. So I'm just very, very excited to be able to share this with you. The mayor, obviously, was very happy with this. We intend to use it. So I have some more if you need copies. I did provide Eric with some additional copies, but if you'd like to have more, I'm able to provide that to you. We are finishing up with our data collection, working with staff to complete that, and then I will be coming back officially to Eric to request permission to appear before you again to give you a final wrap-up. You charged me, ma'am, to make sure, if I remember correctly, you said I had to do that. And so I want to make sure that that we meet that commitment. I would tell you, based on information that I have, our target number was 300. I'm told that I'm at 291 or so, and so they're still, you know, I'm looking for six or seven more, and to make sure we make that 300. But I know we're over 290 to 291 of the target at 300. So I'm very pleased with that. So I wanted to say once again, thank you. And acknowledge, and the mayor wanted me to convey her personal thanks to you for your support this year, and I'll be back. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, John. That actually, the summer jobs program, as I was reading the material in the back, it just leapt out at me because of the number of jobs. I mean, it pretty much, it just dwarfed everything else, and I really think this is a great thing that the city of Oakland is doing, and I really feel very honored that the board and OHA were all behind this, and not just behind it, but really behind it with a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, really seeing that a program like this can can really change lives. So this is really wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so moving on, now we have new business, and it's all consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Wow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Unanimous.
Thank you, commissioners.
Okay, so we have already recognized people wishing to address the commission. Since I have no other speaker cards, we're going to move on to written communications.
Written communications. First, I just want to comment on summer youth employment and thank John for his leadership of the WIB. It's not an easy task, and summer youth employment is one of the biggest challenges, I think, for the workforce development system. And to do with that many kids and deal with that much chaos and having to work through the city's policies and all, it can be just really challenging, and I think it was an all-time high this year that we did, and I just think it sets the stage, and I know if we can make a commitment to do this year after year, that we will see gradual declines in some of the negative indicators in our neighborhoods, and we'll see our youth graduating better, and we'll see a difference that it makes in our neighborhoods and our developments just by having folks have exposure to adults out of a culture of high school and start transitioning to adulthood. I just think it's one of the most pivotal changes that youth can go through. And I also want to thank the mayor for her, since the day she was in office, her passion for our children and particularly summer youth employment and making this a priority to make sure that opportunities reach these neighborhoods. And I think that we have done that here. And I think with your efforts at summer youth employment and driving just the job creation and the economic development aspects of this agency are having a huge impact in our neighborhoods. One of the things that we always have to learn is to be consistent with what we do. And so every time we can keep on doing this and keep on doing this and make sure things aren't just a one time is where we really want to set the bar. So thank you, John. I really appreciate it. That was part of my written communications because it was in the report. So I don't get into trouble. There are several things in your agenda that, you know, our usual monthly report, we will be doing what we've done in the past. I'll be getting you some of our written accomplishments after the first year to help with the budget process, which will be getting underway. But certainly here for any questions for the monthly report, should you have them. Under written communications, we have the Abolsi Resident Services report that we got for the quarter. I'm happy to show. The other thing is a letter from Apton Associates, you'll see, and this is about an MTW study that they're doing funded by the High Group. We are going to be participating somewhat in that. It's sort of an outgrowth of the Chicago conference, a piece of it. The High Group is trying to do a study on MTW to show what Congress has not been shown, which is the benefits of the program and what we're able to accomplish. We've already been contacted with them and we're providing them. They're looking for four different kind of aspects of our program. We're gonna give them five, not that we're greedy, we just came up with five, we think, and we know other agencies won't maybe have that number, so we're hoping they can look at our five. Beyond that, they'll be doing a report over the next year. The report is really geared toward accountability for Congress that you guys can all take when you go to your legislative visits and that that we can use to really advocate for the expansion and preservation of this program. I think that given these trying economic times, if we did not have MTW, we would have a pretty sorrowful agency on our hands. And it's because of the flexibility and because of what you've been able to do with some of the strategic changes allowed through that that has allowed us to weather the storm to date. And hopefully it won't get worse. So I just wanted you to be aware of that in your travels, particularly so you'll know if people ask you about it. Yes, we are definitely involved in participating. I've included the annual delegation of authority that I do every year, a list of the meetings for 2014. Seems odd to say that. And also the approved travel. And that concludes my written report. So I'll move on to the next section, the executive director's report of general interest. A couple things I wanted to be aware of. We had the Chinese delegation.
I think Commissioner Main has a question.
Okay.
Actually, correction. I was looking on your calendar. In the July meeting that you have for the 23rd, should be on the 21st.
Okay.
And August for the 28th should be the 25th.
I'll double check all of them and get them corrected next month. Thank you. It sounds easier to put this together than it really is when you're dealing with electronic calendars because it keeps going back and forth. And so I always, even though we proof it, sometimes make errors. But we'll get it corrected again next month. Any other questions on the written materials? All right. So we did have a visit from the Chinese delegation. And the Chinese delegation was from actually a city called Qingdao. And there were several folks there that were, we had 20 people in this room last week. We got a call over Thanksgiving if they could come by. They wanted to know about the public housing program and particularly how we engage and how we operate differently. And so they spent, you know, a little over an hour here. It was a very interesting kind of visit because I think they were expecting one answer and they got the other. They were shocked we had a police department. They were shocked we do job training. They were all those things. By the time they were walking out and they were being hurried because they had a schedule, they kept asking questions all the way to the bus. So they may be back because I don't think they got there. I think we had everyone from like public health, broadcast news, ethics and religion, emergency response, Bureau of City Administration, law enforcement, public resource management, food and drug, public policy, public sector reform, municipal government assessment, office of the municipal committee, whatever that is. So they were the host of the whole city. It was very interesting. And the conversations were about some conversations that you know we have about whether or not the police department, why would we need a police department? And it turns out they have very similar issues. And so they were very interested in that. They gave us a few little sort of token gifts, which we will put in our cabinet along with a few pictures for you. But it was a very, very sweet visit, I thought, very thoughtful questions. A couple other things. Merit Capital gave OHA the 2013 Sponsor of the Year Award on November 8th, which we're very proud of. And I left the brochure from the event on your desk as well. So we are basically the Developer of the Year for the Bay Area for them. And they've done a couple deals with us in the past couple of years, and we were honored to be there. A couple other updates. The Yardi update, we've completed all of our site visits on the Yardi, and we're looking to get the contract completed and executed before the end of the year and have them on site starting January 6th to start doing the assessment and planning for the conversion, which will go on for a year. CALEA completed their on-site review for their accreditation, and I really want to thank, and he just happens to be here, Lieutenant Paul Malik, who oversaw it this year. It was an outstanding performance by OHA PD and a terrific exit interview, and we look forward to getting their word on the accreditation. And I may get you something in writing related to another agency that interfaces with OHA PD and the accreditation, just so you'll be aware of what's going on. But other than that, it was just outstanding. I don't think there was a single issue in a file review, not one. They did an enormous number of ride-alongs with officers and different officers, and one of the things they were, of course, most impressed with was the relationship our officers have with the community and the neighbors in the neighborhood. They knew all the folks, and I think that connection is what makes our police department different and better. So thanks to the chief, but thank you, Lieutenant. You did a great job. OHA's toy drive is currently going on through the Oakland Housing Authority, Police Officers Foundation, and and Unified School District Police and OHA Police Officers Association and the Housing Authority Employees Association have all gotten together to do a toy drive this year. And a week from Friday, they'll be putting that together. And I'm very proud of them all for doing that at holiday. We're submitting 3 applications to NARO this month for awards of merit. We're down from 4. We're only going to do 3. There's some things we think need to gel for another year before we put anything in, so we're get some better, you know, some more data. We've completed the closing for Ave Vista, 460 Grand. Thank you, Chair, for showing up to the closing and taking care of business. We closed, the 4th. So that means that we currently have 3 sites under construction and 1 starting. And that is a historic high for this agency, and I want to thank Phil Neville, Bridget Galka, and the rest of Real Estate Development for pulling off more work this year than has ever been done for this agency and getting more going on even in these trying times. And I swear it just gets harder every year. I wanted to also announce that since you've approved what you've ratified, that OHA will have certain offices that were going to be closed to the public between Christmas and New Year's, and those will be posted within the next couple of days. All right, we will still be open, but there will be public, some offices will be closed to the public. And that's my comments, and I wish you all a wonderful new year and a wonderful holiday.
You know, I will just mention regarding the Kalea review that I met with Chief Williamson, and you know, it was very interesting because in my experience, usually people that are running these kinds of certifications, they're not really very forthcoming with information. But in this case, it was very clear that he was really impressed with what he saw. And you could just see it in his body language and in his words. I think that this is, I'm going to be looking very forward to seeing what the comments were coming back on this, because he actually enumerated, you know, specific instances when he was out in patrol cars and the things that he observed and the relationship that he actually saw between OHAPD and the community. And see, this is really a big deal for us because part of our philosophy, the way it's come together, is really to serve the community. I mean, we're not just about housing. And so now, so we have the police department and all the rest of OHA, it's all on the same page. And I think that this is really cool, because this is not something that happens in organizations every day all over the country or around the world. So really a nice, nice job. So anyway, moving on now to reports of commission committees.
We do have a couple. Just updates on the scheduling. We're working to schedule the medical marijuana committee. That'll probably be early January. We have held the education committee did occur, and we can get an update on that. And then we have the standards. Standard of conduct. I couldn't remember. Anyway, that has met, and so we're going to have one more meeting in probably early January, but probably get it to the board by January.
We're going to change the title. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's my report.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. So are there any announcements by commissioners? Hearing none. For the record, 6:34 p.m., do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
This is our last meeting of the year. So happy holidays, happy New Year, and I look forward to seeing you all next year.
Yes.